At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm Jenny, also known as Biohacker Blondie, and I've spent years researching, testing, and optimizing my body and brain, partnering with leading experts to bring you the latest science-backed tools to help you feel and function your best. Today's episode is such a fun one. I'm joined by Isabel Greiner, the founder of Intui Skincare, an advanced clean skincare brand built around liposomal NAD+. Isabel has spent over 30 years in the beauty industry and shares how she combined cutting-edge longevity science with clean ingredients to create a skincare line that actually works on the cellular level. We dive into the difference between NADIVs versus topical NAD, how her liposomal delivery method helps NAD penetrate the skin barrier, and why she's passionate about debunking skincare myths while holding brands accountable to real science. Isabel also breaks down the connection between senescent zombie cells and aging, the truth about retinol, and her top three biohacks for radiant skin and longevity. If you want to try Intui Skincare after listening to this episode, you can check out the link in the show notes or head to my website under the shop tab and use code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for 15% off your purchase. This skincare line is a game changer if you want that dewy, glowy skin. So now let's dive in to this episode with Isabel. Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am really excited for this episode because we are here with Isabel, and you are the founder of Intui Skincare, all about NAD, clean, amazing skincare that I'm obsessed with right now. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, taking the time out of your day. And if you can give a little introduction and how you got into this space, your journey into skincare, your background, I would love to hear all about it.
Thanks. I'm so excited about this too. So thanks, Jenny. So my background is in beauty. I started 30 years ago at Estee Lauder, and I have kind of worked in all the different categories. So I worked in skincare and makeup and in fragrance, and I just fell in love with skincare from the very beginning because it's so much about what, you know, your inner beauty and your outer beauty, and also how you age gracefully. And I love the science behind it, which is a lot of what Intui is all about. So I started working on Intui about 7 years ago, which is crazy to me. I think it's my longest relationship. It's my longest relationship, 7 years. And we started with the idea of NAD+. And that was like way ahead of its time in a lot of ways. We launched the brand 2 years ago. And I have to say that even in the last 2 years, the amount of people that have heard about NAD+ and the incredible things that it does inside the body has really increased dramatically. And that has been partly powered by IV drips. And you and I have talked about this, right? So I'm happy to also discuss further down the path about like the difference between the IV drip and what you get from that versus the skincare. But so I started 7 years ago with research. Myself and a group of scientists came together and said, you know, this is an amazing ingredient. It is the wave of the future. It is a building block of this longevity science that we've all heard about. David Sinclair wrote his book about it, Lifespan, etc. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we just really we're thinking about, okay, how can we create a formulation of this NAD Plus that is going to be easy absorbable? Is that a word? Easy to absorb by the body. And so when I met the scientists, they were already working on a liposomal version of this. And together we then developed the skincare regime and also took on all the different clinical trials as well as advanced science experiments that we did for the brand before launching.
It's crazy because I think a lot of people just think a company just came out of nowhere in a year. Here's your company. But there's so much backstory. It took you 7 years to really, like, I don't know when you launched. I think 2022?
2 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so it was like your baby because you've been working on this for so long and it's not easy. You know, I think a lot of people just think something happens overnight and it doesn't. So there's so much. So I'm such a fan of NAD. And there's so many questions about NAD. It's a very gray area. And I think people are realizing how important it is internally and also your skin. I don't think people realize that. I believe you can measure NAD levels on the skin, correct?
No, I mean, that would be really, really hard to do. I think also, but there is a lot of debunking of the myths that has to happen, I would say, that's out there. Do you want me to just go into my little science? I can go into the science.
For sure.
NAD Plus, you know, and by the way, I'm not a scientist, right? So like I have taught myself this, and the science behind NAD Plus and the metabolic processes that it is part of is super complicated. So beyond my like AP Chem biology, right? So from high school. So basically, NAD Plus is a coenzyme. It exists in every cell in the body. So not just skin cells, but, you know, every single cell in your body. It even, and I find this fascinating, exists in plant cells. So it's just one of the building blocks of life.
Yeah.
For the skin and where we focus always, it really has two highly important functions. One of them is that it is essential to the ATP production of the mitochondria in the nucleus of the cell. So the ATP is like the energy and the mitochondria are like the battery of the cell. So the way I always explain this to myself is that like it's like having a cell phone battery that, you know, when you get it out of the box, you bring it home and you plug it in, it charges within like a minute to 100%. And then after a year, it takes like 10 minutes to charge. Well, your cells are the same. So the batteries in your cell become less efficient. And they become less efficient because the NAD plus levels decline from the age of 25.
Quick pause if you're ready to take your health to the next level and want personalized support that's tailored specifically to your body, your goals, and your lifestyle. You can book a one-on-one biohacking coaching session with me. I've spent years researching, testing, and refining the most effective tools in the health and wellness space. So whether you're dealing with low energy, poor sleep, detox issues, or just want to optimize your performance and longevity, I'll help you create a clear and science-backed plan. You'll also find exclusive discounts on my website for all the trusted biohacks and wellness tools I personally use and recommend, because I only share what actually works. Just head over to biohackerbondi.com to get started. So now let's get back to the episode.
So if you think about it, so like at 25, the battery of the cell is still functioning really well. At 40, it's declined by about 50%. So it's just like taking longer.
Yeah. And I think too, like if you have some type of like, I was doing some research on ataxia, and so kids who have ataxia, they don't find any NAD in their system. So I think also with all the toxins in our world now and autoimmune and disease and, you know, lowering our immune system, I think a lot of people have less and less NAD levels as well. So
And what's really interesting, so that's the one function. The second function is also that it is important in DNA repair. So it is one of the ingredients in DNA repair, but it's, again, essential to that process.
Yeah.
And what we have found at Intuis is we did these experiments with the University of Zurich, together with the University of Zurich. We have a molecular biologist that we partner with there. And he looked at what happens in two different types of cells. So endothelial cells and keratinocytes. Like when you have a control NAD+, and then our liposomal NAD+, what happens to the number of damaged cells in a skin? Like, you know, they're like ex vivo. They're not like in person, but they're ex vivo in the petri dish. Yeah. And what happens, of course, and what happens is that the number of senescent cells, which are damaged cells in your bodies, decreases dramatically with the application of the liposomal NAD+, and it increases far more than NAD+ alone.
If you're dreaming of your next getaway, somewhere stunning, stress-free, and totally elevated, this is for you. Let me tell you about The Next Chapter Travel, luxury all-women small group trips that are next level when it comes to travel vibes. We're talking curated, no-stress itineraries, gorgeous destinations, five-star stays, and real connection with amazing women who love adventure, culture, and living well. Imagine sipping wine in Chianti after a little match play and sightseeing, wandering the dreamy Christmas markets of France and Germany, or exploring Portugal and Italy like an insider, not a tourist. These trips are the ultimate treat-yourself moment. Whether you're entering your next chapter or just ready to travel in style with your girls, this is it. Head to thenextchaptertravel.com to check out all four 2025 trips and grab your spot before they fill up, because honestly, you deserve this. So now let's dive back into this episode.
Which means that the liposomal NAD+ is much more effective.
So how do you make
it plus alone?
How do you make the liposomal NAD?
Yeah, so the liposomal NAD is basically, the liposome is like a fat coat. And it exists in like lots of things. Like I'm sure you'll have heard of like liposomal glutathione, or like, you know, like there's a lot of this out there. But what's important in this particular, for the Intuis product or for skincare application, is that the fat coat, I always think of it as like it's putting on like a little puffer jacket. Like the NAD+ puts on the little puffer jacket of like liposome. And that then basically stabilizes the molecule. It's quite a large molecule, the NAD+. It also like squeezes it a little bit, like a little corset. And that allows it to penetrate the skin barrier, because the NAD+ alone is too big to penetrate the skin barrier. So when you say like, oh, you know, the skin, you feel like everyone has less NAD+, I often refer it as Intuis as a topical supplement. But the only way it can be a topical supplement is because it's liposomal. Because otherwise, it's just going to sit on top of your skin, not actually go to the deeper levels.
Yeah, I know. For anyone listening with NAD, it's very, you can't really get NAD+ into your cells. You need to be taking NR or NMN and precursors, because the molecule is too big, so it can't get in. So that also makes sense for our skin as well, to make it liposomal, because our skin cells are just the same.
But at the same time, Jenny, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned the precursors, because there's really, like, you know, and like I said, I hope that everyone listening to your podcast will go out and buy Intuis, but I also am really passionate about sort of debunking all the myths out there. And I think there's kind of three things that we've learned in the course of making this product. One is that the liposome is absolutely necessary in order for it to penetrate the skin barrier. And we did actually infrared spectroscopy studies to show that it does go to the lower levels of the dermis. The second, and like I said, those senescence studies where we looked at like, okay, it works better. Second proof point, it works better than just ending. So one is the liposome. The second is it's really important to understand where your NAD plus is sourced. So, you know, provenance is a big topic these days, and our NAD plus is sourced in Germany, but there's a lot of like imposter products. So I would say, especially for listeners who are thinking about IV drips, ask about where the source of this is, because it's going directly into your veins and you really want to know what's going into your body.
I know. A lot of people don't realize that it's not the quantity, it's the quality as well. So it's so important. And a lot of people are not thinking about this. That goes with IVs or putting on your skin.
Exactly.
Super important. Yeah.
The third thing I would say is what you mentioned with the NR and NMN. So we are the only skincare brand that has 100% NAD plus in it. So it does not have an, so also I would say, be careful out there. There's a lot of products out there that will say they're NAD plus boosting or they're NAD plus complex. Those oftentimes will be made up primarily of NMN and NR. Mm-hmm. But, and don't ask me because I'm not a molecular biologist, but Professor Giovanni Camici, who worked with us from the University of Zurich, said, Isabel, that's all well and good. And if you get NMN and NR into your system, you may end up with NAD+, but not necessarily. So this is the surest way to get your end goal, which is the NAD+, into your body. Because remember that the NR and the NMN, the way I always think about it is like, I think about like a train, you know, and it's like A leads to B leads to C leads to D, and then D is your NAD plus. So like the last end station, you know, is your NAD plus. So you really want, like, that's the end goal. So if you're getting, let's say 5%, you know, I have 5% liposomal formulation in my product. If you want 5% NAD plus, but you're getting it from NR and NMN, you will probably need more in order to end up with NAD plus.
So if you are struggling to stay focused, get more done, and have steady energy all day, I might have the answer. Most supplements don't actually support long-term performance. They're packed with fillers, synthetics, and isolated ingredients that just don't work together. However, a new supplement I have been taking for months now has made all the difference, and that is Cellementals Complete. The founder has been in the supplement industry for nearly 40 years, creating formulas designed to fuel your body with real bioactive nutrients that work synergistically for lasting impact. No shortcuts, no crashes, just true cellular support. It's packed with whole food ingredients like sea cucumber, rich in vitamins, minerals, and bioactive compounds for immune and joint support. Lingonberry and black currant provide antioxidants for brain health, while sea buckthorn offers omega fatty acids for skin, gut, and vitality. Plus, bovine heart and liver deliver B vitamins, CoQ10, and essential minerals to boost endurance and energy. Instead of just giving you a quick boost, Cellementals helps reduce the demand on your cells so you can stay productive, feel good, and keep going without burning out. If you want to try out this amazing whole food supplement that truly gives your body the nutrients it craves, just go to cellementals.com, that's cellementals.com, and use my special discount code BHB for an extra 10% off so you can experience a difference in your overall health, focus, and energy. Again, that's cellementals.com, code BHB at checkout.
And then what we've done also is to say, well, what does 5% do?
Yeah.
You know, like, is that enough? What does it do?
Yeah.
And so we've said, okay, should we put like 1% in there, 2% in there, 5% in there? And we found that at 5%, it stimulates laminin, elastin, and collagen production to the same level or more than retinol without any of the UV sensitivity or skin sensitivity that you get from retinol.
So you're studying the skin, doing the before and after, and you're finding these results. Like, you're not just making up this formula and saying, okay, this is great skincare. You're actually showing results. from lab testing and biomarkers of the skin.
Well, exactly. And Jenny, like what I think that I, as a consumer, like not just like somebody who made a skincare, you know, who founded a skincare brand, but as a consumer, I think we all were living, you know, and this is going to make me sound a little bit old, Gen X-ish, but it's like they're like information age, but it's true. Like we all have access to a ton of information. And I think it is, we need to hold brands accountable to the truth, right? And to, you know, more information. And so that's why when we went through this, I didn't just want to do clinical trials. So we did those as well. So we did 30 people over 30 days testing the product, et cetera, quantitative and qualitative measures. And I sort of like always gloss over those, even though we got like fabulous results and like 97% said their skin was more hydrated, et cetera, right? But actually, I think beyond that, it's really important to see what is it doing at a molecular level? What is it? Is it actually penetrating the skin? Not just by someone saying like they feel more hydrated. Is it, you know, what amount do you need? And like, it was really important to me because I'm a blonde like you. And I have super sensitive skin. And I always felt that retinol was too aggressive for me. And I also, you know, like if you take too much retinol, like if you take Retin-A, for example, it's poisonous, right? You're like,
yeah. And like a lot of like tretinoin or these other things that you might get from your dermatologist have other ingredients that are very toxic for the skin and the skin microbiome. So,
So I was like, this is, if I can make an alternative that it, like a viable alternative that doesn't have skin sensitivity or cause UV sensitivity, because again, I don't have any, this is just anecdotal from my personal experience, but I just feel like logically, it doesn't make sense to me that if I put on retinol at night only, that, it's still in my skin during the daytime. You know what I mean? It's not like it disappears. So you have to be just as careful as if you put it in the morning or at night.
Yeah.
And then I just get super paranoid because I get melasma and other kinds of issues.
Yeah, the melasma, I think a lot of people will use that and then you go in the sun and then you can do more damage. You have to be very careful with retinol. So.
Yeah. And then the final thing, the final myth buster that I'm going to give you is that I was just looking at this on Instagram, actually, and I was like, there's so much misinformation out there. So I just saw something on Instagram that said that NAD plus needs to be frozen to be viable. And that is absolutely not true. So the product should not be frozen. But we have done stability studies, and this is really important. So we've done stability studies, and we've shown that the NAD plus is stable at room temperature for 4 months. So 3 to 4 months, absolutely stable room temperature. We encourage consumers to use up their refills in the products within 2 to 3 months. But refrigerated is absolutely stable for a couple of years, at least. And the reason is that just like sunscreens, you know, like you have to throw your sunscreens away after a couple of years. I can't remember whatever. Like it's different from, but you know, sunscreen like and vitamin C, you know, there's like a few different things that like you cannot keep in your cupboard for years on end. So I feel like there also hasn't been a ton of transparency around the stability. Like there's been a lot of talk about the size of the molecule, but not a lot of talk about the, you know, the stability of the product and how you need to care for it. And so our products require, or the refills require refrigeration, partly for the NAD+, but also because we don't have a lot of preservatives in there or anything like that, because I really wanted to create a brand that is high science, like super advanced science, cutting edge, but also really clean.
Yeah.
And non-toxic, no nasties, et cetera.
So much. And then even talking about NAD and supplements and products on Amazon, you really have to be careful. I think there's Amazon and purchasing through these sites, and there's a lot of like corruption or even the quantity might not be there. The actual ingredient might not even be in there. And it's not where everything was coming from, the source. So it's so important. I know like NAD is a big one that's not really, the quality is not really mentioned in Amazon. And most people don't have any clue. Like people just buy it thinking that this is going to optimize maybe their energy or their longevity and not really thinking about, is this doing anything internally? And you guys also have supplements as well, right? For any.
We've just partnered with NAD Clinic, which I mean, that's out of the UK because we too are out of the UK, but we're actually a Swiss brand because we're developed, produced, researched. Everything is in Switzerland. But our partner here in the UK is called NAD Clinic, and their supplements are now on our website as well. And we partnered with them because they do the gamut. So they do the IV drips, they do supplements. And it was just a really good partnership for us because that is their strong point and skincare is ours. And so it's a very complementary relationship.
So have you been taking NAD for years, for 10 years or so? Do you also, have you been taking it internally for a long time? And do you take NR or NMN?
So interesting question. So I think to be really honest, I go through phases because I take so many supplements. I take a lot of supplements. These days I'm taking the NAD Clinic supplements. But I think that like I probably take like 20 a day. So I take a lot of stuff. But I have been under the care of a functional medicine doctor for at least 10 years. So I always go like, and this is part of the, like, I call this even, you know, like functional medicine for your skin. So I believe that you need to go. And this is part of why I was so fascinated and interested in the science as well. Like, I believe you need to go to regular doctors. Like, I'm not saying don't go to your regular doctors. Like, I still go to my, like, normal Western doctors, but then I always have a functional medicine doctor because back to what you were saying as well, supplements are also a form of medication and you really shouldn't be, like, self-medicating. You know, like you need somebody to look your bloods. Like when you go to the doctor, they will look at their blood and be like, oh, it's all within a certain range, right? But when you go to the functional medicine doctor, they'll be like, well, maybe you could like tweak a little here, tweak a little there. And I mean, even my 86-year-old dad goes to functional medicine doctor and he's like, I'm convinced this is why. He's like in great shape. And he's like, I'm convinced this is why. Because you know, like whether, you know, they just adjust the vitamin levels and the different supplements, and like fine tune it.
Yeah. Instead of guessing, because everyone's body is different. Everyone's diet is different. Everyone's lifestyle. If you're an extreme athlete, if you're running marathons, if you're a woman having periods, everything is going to be different. So go do the blood work, go do some lab testing and figure out what works for you because we all need different things and also our genetics. So
that different events in our lives, you know, like as women, we have, you know, fertility issues and all these kinds of things. So you really need, you know, that's very different from the, you know, basically traditional medicine still kind of like doesn't take all that into account. So you need to sort of combine both. And this is how I, you know, I would never tell someone not to use SPF or not to go to a dermatologist, but this also just supplements your skin. So
yeah. So I will get back into skincare because I'm like, how is this, how every product of yours is so moisturizing? And I'm like, is that the NAD? Is there also other things in there that make it very moisturizing? Because it's, I've tried all the skincare out there and I'm like, this is amazing.
Thank you. We actually get that a lot. So we get from people who say, they put it on in the mornings and then in the afternoon or late afternoon, they still feel super hydrated. So when I built this, so going back to, you know, I built this as a consumer, almost for myself, right? And again, with the transparency that I really wanted, but also I said, like, I really want the products to have an immediate wow. So I think about the NAD Plus as your long-term supplement for skin health. Like this is what you're doing for your long-term. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I wanted to layer like an immediate benefit so that we pack really effective, clean ingredients into each product that give you that immediate wow, or what I called the after yoga glow. Did I tell you that the other day? I call it the after yoga glow because I had a yoga instructor years ago who said I should take a snap picture of you guys before class and then a snap picture of you after, and you would see how amazing you look after the class versus before the class, right? Like everybody walks out and they have this glow, right? So I call it the after yoga glow. But so basically one of my one of the challenges, I think, as a consumer of skincare that we all have these days is that there are so many fad ingredients, right? Mm-hmm. So like, you're like, oh, I should be taking folic acid. Oh, I should be taking peptides. Oh, I should be using vitamin C. Or I should be using retinol. I should be using niacinamide. Like, it's so confusing. And like, yeah. How do you, like, am I supposed to have a 7-step skincare regime, like in the mornings and then another 7 in the evening? I don't even know if my bathroom's big enough for all these different tinctures. It's just a lot. And then I have a fridge, and like, I mean, it's a lot, right? So I said to our formulator, who's this incredible woman, she's 20 years of experience from L'Oreal, she's in Switzerland, and I said, listen, I want them to be clean and I want them to be super effective, and I want each product to have its own reason for being. So it's not like I just created 5 different formats of NAD plus. NAD plus is throughout, but each product stands on its own. So we have the face serum, which is our hero product. So it's our bestseller, our hero product. And its job is really to even out your skin tone. So it focuses on microcirculation, evening out your skin tones. That's got like enzymes, fruit extracts, et cetera, in it on top of the NAD plus. And then the moisturizer has olive oil squalane in it. And that is really what makes it super effective in hydrating, right?
I love the cream. And then everything of yours, I'm like, it's all moisturizing and amazing. So like they all are doing
hydration. Then like, you know, that are.
Yeah, it's like I love all of them. I'm just like just lathering my face
with all of them. Yeah, no, it's important. So like the essential cream, because I was like, well, that has to have peptides in it, because again, I don't want to choose between a different cream that has a peptide, but then I don't have peptide. I have NAD plus, because like, what are you gonna do? Like, then you're gonna start asking someone to maybe put it on in one in the morning and one in the evenings, and I don't know. I love skincare, but I don't love like a 10-step routine. I can't do it.
I'm like, you see all these Instagram reels and TikToks, and I'm like, okay, this is like 2 hours later in the evening and 2 hours later in the morning. I'm like, I need to get ready in like 30 minutes.
So I am, you know, and that's also like our cleansing lotion. It's a 2-in-1. Like, it prepares your skin against environmental aggressors in the mornings, and then takes off your makeup at night. I'm notorious about like not having a good cleansing routine, so that was really important for me.
So which peptides are in the cream? I'm curious.
I would have to get back to you. Actually, I would, don't know. I have to. I would have to get back to you on that one. I will
send the THKCUs, but that peptide, that one is pretty popular now and getting very popular for skin health. But I do know that that one is, I think, more effective if you inject the peptide or take an oral. But I do know a lot of skincare lines are looking into the THKCU peptide as well. So that's a material.
Yeah, because he's our formulator, but I will ask her. Text her. Like, I have to call a friend.
So, and then what is in the eye patches? Because the eye patches are like so moisturizing. And then I even love to take the extra and just put it all over my face as well.
Yeah. So that is actually native collagen. So it's our only product that isn't vegan.
Okay.
But it is the closest thing to human collagen that you can get. And so it literally absorbs into your skin and like infuse them, right? So there you infuse it with the liquid and then it absorbs into your skin and the little pad should be dry after about 15 minutes because it's all going directly into your under eye area. So it's great for like if you need, like if you had a big night or if you're going to have a big night, like before, after, or both.
Yeah. It's really moisturizing. I'm like, wow. And I've done, you know, a lot of eye patches and everything. So it's the collagen that I guess is giving that like extra moisture.
So it's stimulating. Remember the collagen, the entity has to stimulating your collagen production, but also you've got just that native, like the little jelly part on the pad.
Yeah.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes or the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
And then how should people use the skincare line as well? So you have, you know, the cleanser. I get so confused of which way to, you know, which order to use skincare. It's very confusing.
So I usually use cleansing lotion first just to like cleanse my skin. It's also not super abrasive because like you shouldn't be using like a like cleanser. Like I usually only use a cleanser, like, you know, like a foam cleanser and an oil cleanser, like once a day. Like, so usually I use those. So not within the 2 weeks range, but I use those probably in the evenings. In the mornings, I just use the Intuis cleansing lotion to just like give myself like a fresh canvas. Because again, you don't want to strip away your skin too much, especially as you get older. It just dries out your skin. You know, like if you're like 16 to 20, it makes sense because you have like excess sebum and like all this. But you know, anything beyond 30, like you shouldn't be like stripping away. So I use the cleansing lotion. And again, it also helps. It has Centella Asiatica in it. It's really powerful anti-inflammatory properties. And then I use that. And then I use the face serum and the essential cream over it. And I do that especially, I do that morning and night.
Okay.
But I use it in the wintertime. I definitely use both, depending on how oily or not oily your skin is, or how dry or not dry your skin is. You could probably use one or the other. So, for example, in the summertime, if you've got super like dewy skin or younger skin, you could probably do the cleansing lotion, use your serum, and then, you know, put on your SPF.
So you like SPF? You use SPF as well on your skin?
I use SPF as well on my skin. So I just think that there is no SPF in our products because our products are 100% clean, right? So like it just is really difficult to do that with an SPF. But I do look, I use actually this, interestingly, I use this Yuka score. Did I tell you about this? Yuka app to see whether or not, and I scan to see whether or not I can find an SPF that is non-toxic, you know, but it, I think in the summertime it's really important.
A foundation with SPF skincare. So I think too, kind of covering up like it's makeup, but I think that also protects the skin as well. And then it's a clean skincare line, Kosas, which I love and wear it. So I'll do that. And then I think their powder too has also SPF. But now that I'm here in Miami, I'm like, I need to pay more attention to SPF and protecting my skin because the sun is so much stronger here. So, of course, that's a big factor where you live. So now I have to definitely protect that skin because I work so hard on getting rid of dark spots. And I'm like, I do not want those coming back.
Exactly. So you have to be super careful.
Yeah.
Be so careful. And then,
Let me make your thoughts.
It's just the eye serum, which is probably my favorite product.
I know. The eye serum?
Yeah.
I know. I love it. I've tried a lot of eye serums too, and a lot of them are irritating to me. So this one is great. It doesn't irritate my skin. I feel like it works well and also is not aggressive. I have no allergic reaction to it. And I have had some with other skincare that I'm like, I can't do it. I don't know what they put in eye serum, but I'm like, it always agitates my skin and makes my eyes itch. It's
super scary. I've had that as well. So this one has, again, because it's just super clean, but it has four different types of hyaluronic acids in it. So it's a really strong depuffer and also has like a little bit of mica. I don't know if you noticed it, so that it gives you like a little reflection for your under eye circles. So like, again, my immediate wow, like I go out and I'm like, oh, I have some dark circles. Oh, I'll put some on and it already looks better.
Well, that's why. Okay. Yeah. It's amazing. Does any of the skincare have vitamin C in any of it? Is that something you thought of?
Nope, is not. There is no vitamin C in any of the existing products.
Okay, nope. So that might be coming in the future.
But there is no contraindication. So like if you want to use vitamin C, you can use it with the N80+. So it's not like they cancel each other out.
Okay. And have you done any studies with the skincare line with NED and also like red light therapy or like red light masks or anything?
So what we have done is we do that in our spas. So we have two spas, one in Paris and one in New York, and the two hotels, Maison Villeroy and Maison Hudson. So Paris and New York. And we do use... So the one in Paris is called Maison Villeroy.
Okay.
And the one in New York is called Maison Hudson because it's right on the Hudson.
Oh, Hudson. Okay. Amazing.
And we have an Intuis NAD clinic spa, partnered spas there where we do facials, and we also use, depending on the clinic, not all the clinics are the same, but we experiment with microneedling, with the NAD+, And we actually do some ampule work there where we actually use a concentrate of the liposomal NAD+ and do use that in microneedling. We also use some infrared there and some red light therapy, etc. So we do all of our like kind of more advanced stuff at the clinics.
Are you going to have a clinic in London that you can go to since you're...
I go to Paris. It's fine. But, and plus, it's our facialist, who lives in London, she wrote all the protocols for us. She's amazing. And she also wrote the protocols for Face Gym. So it's all about like face massage, like, you know, lymphatic massage, etc. So I'm usually her guinea pig here in London.
Are we the guinea pig?
So much fun.
Anything, beauty.
How about that? I'm like, okay.
You're like, yes, please try it.
Exactly.
And you guys also have a skin analyzer on your website as well. So how does that work?
So that is a newly launched tool. And basically what it allows you to do is just to get a baseline of where you're at. So I was thinking this is really fun. So you basically like have it. It basically allows you to take a picture with your phone and then it goes onto the app and it analyzes like your problem areas and then gives you a recommendation.
Oh, nice. Oh, with your skincare or other things as well?
With our skincare. And then it allows you also to, track your progress.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
To like, so snapshot.
Will there be any way to, I swear, I don't know if this was Amitay with Young Goose or talking about detecting NAD levels in the skin. And I know NAD levels are very difficult to test. That's still a gray area, even NAD testing. So is this something in the works that is going to be in the future where we can test our NAD levels of the skin?
So it's not something that we've looked into at the moment. Because everyone's NAD levels will vary, you know, and the reality is your cells, like I can't say that, for example, if you have, so we've talked about this a lot with Giovanni, actually, if I can say like, oh, you know, Jenny needs to use it 6 times a day and Isabelle needs to use it 3 times a day. But the problem is that like, depending on how you use it and like, do you use 2 pumps versus Isabelle uses 1 pump and this. So it's super interesting, but the application and actual practicality of it is really limited, if that makes any sense. So like, even if you knew that your NAD plus levels, like how often do you have to use it? And is your absorption rate the same as mine? And like, depends, like the pore size depend and how do you, it's endless, yeah. Right? Because everyone's different. So I think we like to be super personalized. And I think that's sort of like, you know, like a buzzword everywhere, like whether it's nutrition or in everything is about personalization and fashion. Everything is about personalization. But there's certain things that like, I think there's a lot of work to be done at the ground level in terms of really understanding our metabolic processes and the molecular makeup before we go personalized. So
I was just going to ask you, what is the future then of Intui's skincare? Are you guys looking into developing more products and other works?
So our newest product that is in the works and we're hoping to launch, well, we're going to launch the professional channel later this year. Is going to be this ampule, which will be 8x the strength of retinol.
Okay, so definitely stripping a little bit and exfoliating, getting rid of all the dark spots and the wrinkles.
Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't strip and exfoliate. It just works from the inside out, which is what is amazing.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I'm excited.
Right? Because it's helping to like target those senescent and like damaged cells. It's not like taking them off. It's just working from the inside.
Yeah. So these, like senescent cells are basically dead cells that are just causing damage and they're not doing anything.
I call them purgatory cells. Other people call them zombie cells, but I kind of thought of them as like they're neither dead nor alive. They're you know what they are? They're inflammation. So, yeah. You know, disease is inflammation. And so it isn't just in the skin. This like manifests itself as like dark spots, et cetera. But in your body, remember, there's NAD plus all over your body. And when you have senescent cells, they cluster together. They like to hang out with each other in purgatory. And they cluster together and they cause, they manifest themselves as inflammation with then leads to disease. So that's the way to think about it.
Very damaging to the DNA.
And the damage can come, you know, from external and internal factors. So like external could be like UV in Miami, or internal could be internal factors could be like replication errors, just like as the cell is replicating itself. So that can happen as
well. Well, it's so exciting. I'm so excited for Intuis, and I'm so grateful for what you're doing because I want so many companies to be going to the clean version and also, you know, working and not just face wash. Because I think that's another thing, too. A lot of clean skincare can just be basically face wash and not really absorbing and working at the cellular level and actually doing benefiting the skin. So I'm like, that's why I just love your product so much. You're doing the research and I just like so many, and women too, I don't think they are realizing how many chemicals they're constantly putting on their body. And so that messes with your hormones, messes with fertility. So it's like, I want everyone to realize how important it is when you're putting layering things on your skin, your biggest organ, absorbing into your body, it needs to be clean. And it's really, really important. I'm so excited for your company to expand and everyone go out there and get this amazing skincare. I've tried all of them. It's one of the best. And what are your top three biohacks for skincare?
So I would say one, I mean, my top biohack is, of course, is like NAD plus, right? So like,
yeah,
go find it. That's my top one. Go, because again, it's my alternative to retinol. I think the second one is definitely, you know, again, go for skin as well as the entire body. Like I said, functional medicine is the way of the future. I think you need to like really be smart about it, supplementing collagen, et cetera. Like, you know, but again, the source and the provenance is really important. So for example, I love her. So I'll give her a shout out. Lisa Odenweller has this amazing brand called Chroma Wellness. Like I'm drinking her Beauty Matcha Latte right now. So like I do that.
Love
in addition to Luis. And the third one is you need to use SPF. Because that is the thing that will safeguard. And don't forget your neck and décolleté.
I think when you're younger, you're not thinking about that. You see that 10 years later and you're like, oh my gosh, I should have done the whole thing.
Just like, and also when you're getting, this is one of my other hacks, when you're getting a facial and you're getting all this anti-aging thing and they're doing it on your face and neck, and then they give you a hand massage with regular hand lotion. Ask them to do the anti-aging on your hands. Like, so oftentimes I ask them to do microneedling on my hands.
That's a good. That's,
you know, while you're waiting and you're like just waiting for the mask to work, you're like,
yeah. Do that on my hands. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of that. That's a good one. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I like love this so much and I really love the skincare. So everyone go check them out at intuis.com. You're also on Instagram. Where can everyone find you? And you can also use, you guys gave me a code BiohackerBlondie for 15% off, which is amazing. So everyone can go try it out for a little discount as well. So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenny. Take care and stay in touch.
hope you love today's episode with Isabel from Intui Skincare. If you're obsessed with NAD as I am, or you're looking for a clean skincare line that actually delivers visible results, this is the one to check out. You can find her products at intuis.com and use my code BiohackerBlondie for 15% off. I personally tested every product, and I'm telling you, they've become a staple in my routine. Hydrating, effective, and backed by science. You'll find the link and code in the show notes and on my website at biohackerblondie.com, where you'll also find discounts to all my favorite biohacks, supplements, and tools for optimal health. And if you're ready to take your health into your own hands, I'm now offering one-on-one coaching and personalized biohacking support. You can book a session directly through my website. If you found value in this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who's ready to take their skincare and longevity to the next level. Thanks for tuning in to the Biohacker Blondie podcast. And as always, stay healthy and keep biohacking to live your best life.